This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is a decent chance that if you see a vacant building for lease in your neighborhood, it's going to be an old bank branch office. Last year, the number of branches across the country fell by more than 1,000, and it's happening at institutions both big and small. Marketplace's Gigi Duban explains why and what it might mean for bank customers.
Between direct deposits and ATMs, walking into a bank isn't something a lot of people do anymore. Even applying for a loan used to be you'd meet up with a loan officer who would then collect what's known as soft information.
Which the loan officer would get by interviewing and discussing and looking the person in the eye.
Charles Kahn teaches finance at the University of Illinois. He says nowadays loan approval takes more of a by-the-numbers approach. Credit score, collateral, that sort of thing. So he says it makes sense that banks are closing branches to cut costs, specifically real estate and personnel.
And doing things remotely, you can have the same person handle a larger number of services.
Kahn says banks have a lot more competition from credit card companies and brokerage firms, for instance.
And so you've got things like Discover and Fidelity, who aren't banks or weren't banks, also providing the same kinds of benefits.
Paul Noring is a bank consultant for Navigant. He says branches offer a lot of handholding for people who find banking confusing. And he says a branch is like an ad.
Branches are the best way that banks can still reflect their brand with their customers.
Still, for most customers, it won't be a deal breaker. Ross Levine teaches banking and finance at the Haas School of Business.
I think for some people, there'll be an inconvenience.
Mostly, people who aren't comfortable banking online. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.